While typewriting by spirit has been done before, this is, perhaps, the first successful effort by spirit form inside of the circle. Seance number 5, July 10, 1902-115. Dr. Reed stood before the circle, made motion as though gathering something from the air. Soon, something of white appearance was observed in his hands, which increased in size as the manipulation proceeded, and in a few moments, the substance in the spirit's hands had the appearance of a white rose. Then the spirit placed the apparent rose upon the lapel of his coat, and there was the appearance, at least, to all the circle, of a beautiful white rose upon the left lapel of the spirit's coat. A. This spirit contends that the elements that compose flowers, vegetables, shrubbery and trees exist in the air, and that persons in spirit life, becoming versed in the laws of vegetable synthetic chemistry, are able to aggregate these elements into vegetable forms, and that there is to spirit chemists no more mystery about producing a temporary artificial rose, or other flower, than that a little child may gather sand and produce a little sand hill. 116. Daniel O'Brien, with whose personality readers of Beyond the Veil are familiar, introduced himself, and exhibition of various other forms, both of men and women, for recognition, was a success. A. Among these was one giving the name of Jessie Kelly, whom Mr. Spear recognized as his daughter, who not long ago, passed to spirit life, and who before passing over, gave little heed to what her father would say to her of this great philosophy, but she says, she now knows it to be true and she is glad of it. B. Zelda, with whom readers of Beyond the Veil are familiar, stood before the circle in very brilliant makeup, and in good strong whisper, said, 117. My name is Zelda. I may be able to write you, before this work is done, something concerning what may be termed the higher spheres and of the glorified inhabitants of those beautiful realms. Although I am not as yet an inhabitant thereof, I have so far advanced as to have been permitted as a visitant to some of the glorious homes of the happy dwellers there. But you must not expect that I shall be able to portray to you any adequate idea of the superlative grandeur and magnificence of the conditions obtaining in that land of ineffable delight. In my messenger work it has been my happy privilege to meet some of those dwellers there, and to discern some of the delights attending their happy homes, but were I able, and had I the ability to portray by pen or tongue, your own environments would prevent your comprehension. I have met, in person, some of those celestials, but their happy countenances, their vast intellectual glorious stores, bade me be in silent adoration. Call to your minds the most beautiful gardens of flowers, and fountains, and birds, and fruits, and rich aromas, and happy men, women and children, and your highest ideals, your most exalted concepts must fall far short of a portrayal, to you, of the beautiful scenes and happy homes of those beyond, and that at some period in the beautiful hereafter shall be also yours to enjoy. But I must go now. Good night. 118. As the beautiful form faded away, our little circle could scarcely realize that few, if any people, have been so highly favored as we, and we are placed in such solemn mood in contemplating this beautiful scene and delightful message, that the spell must be broken. 119. And suddenly, a Chinaman appeared, jabbering and complimenting Dr. Sehus on a certain article the doctor had written, and this prepared the circle for a 120-man visitant from the higher spheres, in beautiful robes and gorgeous attire, saying, few people of Earth believe it possible for us to return to Earth from higher spheres, but when there is any good for us to do by this return, we are here. 121. And this opened the way for the great humanitarian, Thomas Paine, to be heard, and standing in our sight and presence, spoke in loud but sonorous voice for a few moments through the trumpet, then by clear vocalization, spoke thus, A. Why is it, friends, that people will not accept a fact when it is proven to them? It would seem that the more you are able to prove, beyond question, of this great fact of continuity of life for the human race, the more they do not want to know of it. So friends, do not try to force this truth upon them. Let them alone and leave them to learn as you did, or else to learn in the by and by, as they will surely have to do. B. How is it the world is full of theories, superstitions and absurdities of all kinds, but when you bring to them such things as can be proven, they want none of it. But what they do want is money. Money, all for money, absolutely for greed. See, but how different, friends, you will find, and most assuredly they will find, on this side of life. D.O. Friends, over here, they will be poor souls indeed. It is awful, it is fearful to contemplate the doom, dark, dismal doom, of an avaricious soul when it reaches the spirit side. I cannot remain longer, now. Good night. And the spirit was gone away, but his wonderful eloquence reverberated through the corridors of our awakening souls and so elevated our minds as to translate them into abstract contemplation. But this spirit band here seems able for any emergency, and so diverted our minds from the enchanting voice of pain, by the laughter of a mirthful spirit, which, in a moment, broke the spell so as to let our minds down to the normal condition again, leaving us prepared to listen to some of the marvelous scientific dissertations of the 122 spirit. Professor Denton, who in strong vocalizing manner, said, "Friends, once all of the electricity that is being utilized on your earth. A. I think Peter Ursilia is getting matters a little mixed. B. The sun reflects or radiates elements to your earth and other worlds, which elements so reflected or radiated pass swiftly through your earth envelope, disturbing electric and magnetic equilibrium in your atmosphere, thus producing light and heat. C. Friends, what is electricity? So far as I know, no scientist of Earth has ever yet been able to answer the question. 1038 to 1040. D. We propose that before this work is done, we will tell you. We are capable. We are in touch with intelligences who do know, and some of us are permitted, as messengers, to take journeys, and visit higher spheres, and there meet those who are very learned, and they can communicate their knowledge to us. Some of these, on Earth, ages ago, were much advanced, and since their transition have, all these ages, been storing up practical knowledge until they are very learned indeed. Men of science get it all from the higher or wisdom spheres. E. It is a fact that there is nothing new under the sun. All that your world knows today was known many ages ago. All things, all facts, all science have always been, and as the person of Earth becomes so far developed as to discern some fact known by some person ages ago, he thinks he has found something new. But, in fact, it is an old, old fact, and new only to him, for there is nothing new under the sun. Seance number 6, July 13, 1902-123. Circle all present. After preliminary exercises, Dr. Reed said, "We are planning for a magazine to follow right on after we finish this work, and we would advise that you go ahead and have all things ready to launch that work at the close of this, so that we shall have no break between the two." 124. Dr. E. J. Sahus had placed a writing in the desk for the consideration of the spirit, Professor Denton. The proposition affirmed and so discussed in the paper was as follows, to wit, life is, essentially, sensation feeling, and consciousness gives rise to the sense of being and of all other mental activities. We think as we feel, therefore, feeling gives rise to thinking. We act as we think, and we think as we feel. 125. Following Reed, Denton came forth, saying, "I see you have a question, or subject, here, which you wish me to answer, and I will say that, many persons think they will do certain things, but, instead of doing the certain things, they do something else, something they never thought of doing. Here they do something without thought. Some spirit has caused the change of work. Such changes are frequent, and generally by the influence of spirit friends. But otherwise, the doctor is correct. But what causes the feeling?" 126. Then this spirit took from the desk a tablet, which proved to be a new one not before written in, and which had been especially examined by the circle all around when the circle had been seated, and found, by the circle, to be entirely blank, and was then placed in the desk, and it was the only one of that kind in the desk, and it had been marked by the secretary on the outside of the tablet. As the spirit examined the tablet, he said, I don't know as I can write much at this time. I may or I may not. You will notice we are having something new at these seances all the time. 127. Then the spirit, standing at the desk, and in sight of the circle, spread the tablet open on the desk, and wrote, very rapidly, two pages, tearing the leaves containing the writing from the tablet, and placing them on the desk, then more swiftly, wrote two more pages, tearing them from the tablet and placing on the desk as before, then passed the papers to the secretary, asking, is there writing there? And do you recognize the handwriting? Secretary, there is writing and I recognize the hand. Then the spirit went back to the desk, and with exceeding swiftness, wrote upon two more leaves, instantly went back to secretary with the tablet, presented it to the secretary saying, is there more writing of the same hand as the other there? And how many pages are there? Secretary, two more pages of the same handwriting. Spirit, now, Mr. Secretary, you tear these two leaves from the tablet in sight of the circle. The secretary did as directed, and placed the two leaves on the other four on his own desk, where they remained in the light in sight of the circle to close of seance. The spirit said, Mr. Secretary, please do not fail to take due note of this case, in your minutes, as we are desirous that our readers shall have every possible chance to have their minds cleared of any doubts as to the genuineness of work here, and among all the tests you ever had before was not one exactly as this. 128. The reader wants to remember that swift writing, with us, is about 700 words per minute, and very swift 800 to 1000 words per minute. This writing contains 550 words, but is not inserted for the reason that, later on, Professor Faraday embodied the principal ideas in an essay on evolution. 129. And the instant that this spirit, Denton, had gone from the sight of the circle, Sam, in the cabinet, was heard, by the circle, to be urging someone to go out and take a dictation, and further, the voice said, the doctor will receive it in here and tell you. And Sam was answered by a voice which said, all right. And immediately a form appeared at the typewriter, took a sheet of suitable paper, placed it in the machine, and began manipulating the machine as any person doing typewriting would, and made a line every 12 seconds, which the circle found, afterward, was one word per second, including spacing, punctuation and moving paper back each line. There were 45 letters to the line, 10 spaces and one punctuation mark to the line, making about 60 distinct motions of keys for every line, or 5 motions each second, and this rate seems about as rapid as the construction of the machine would allow. And while the spirit stood in sight of the circle, working the typewriter, the circle could and did hear voices in the cabinet, whispering as though to each other, and once in a while, the person at the typewriter would stop and ask, what is it? Then a loud whisper in the cabinet seemed to answer, and the one operating the machine would say, oh, yes, all right, and go on with his typewriting. And when two sheets of paper had been written upon and taken from the typewriter, whispering was heard to be going on in the cabinet, and another spirit reached and took the typewriting and stood a moment in front of the cabinet curtains, and Mr. Spear recognized this spirit as his son, Charles, who was killed, by accident, 21 years before, and the spirit answered, yes, father, this is Charles, and walked across the room to Mr. Spear and handed to him the typewriting, which was retained in sight of the circle to close of seance, and found to be the two sheets of paper having 48 lines of typewriting, and 500 words as follows, to wit, 130. I asked a spirit, who is among the noblest workers in the higher spheres, to tell me of her experience in the spirit world. She said, I was among the thoughtless ones of earth. I had no sorrows, and the sorrows of others were not interesting to me. As for religion, I never troubled my head about the future. The present was all that interested me. But the reaper, death, gathers in the weeds with the grain, and only too soon, I stood alone in a place I knew nothing of. I cannot say that the spirit world seemed beautiful to me. On the contrary, it seemed quite commonplace. I was met by spirits who told me that they had come to welcome me to life everlasting. I replied that the reception was not largely attended. B. The more discontented I became, the duller everything grew. They tried to explain to me that the condition I was the result of my earth life, and that thoughts of discontent would not make things brighter for me. I was rebellious, and cared not to listen to their words of advice. C. I was soon alone, and oh, so lonely. I could not see why I should be placed in such uncongenial surroundings. I cannot tell you what I suffered before my rebellious spirit was broken. Spirits would say to me, "Do something for others. Get your mind off of yourself. Try to help those you might have aided upon earth." D. Finally, one spirit said, "Let us visit your old home and see if you cannot find something there of interest to you." I scornfully rejected their kind offers of aid. I felt that someone ought to be helping me. I could not see how my aid to others could be of use to me. E. After a long time I realized the truth of their sayings and began to work for others. Step by step, I rose higher. I have worked on the earth plane more than I have and spirits fear as I have always felt that I must do what I neglected to do while in the material body. I tried to impress parents with the necessity of rearing their boys and girls to feel that they are their brother's keeper. F. The conditions upon earth have changed wonderfully since I have entered upon this mission. Wonderful inventions have aided men and women to take more ease and cultivate their minds. I do not think crime increases, only in ratio to the population and wealth. Things that would be so long in telling that they would be forgotten, 200 years ago, I brought to your notice the same day they occur, thus causing you to think crime on the increase. I think people of Earth have a better opportunity to advance mentally and spiritually, than they had 200 years ago. Superstition has not the sway it had then. Men are more logical, and women are beginning to realize that they are free. Signed, Butterworth the Spirit Messenger, 136, 131. One having the appearance of a woman dressed very much as the woman forms generally are, stood outside the cabinet, visible to all of the circle, speaking in whispered words, substantially, as follows, to wit, A. I come to you from higher spheres. I lived on your earth 300 years ago. I was quite young when I passed over, perhaps about the age of 16. I lived in a cold country, quite far to the north, and one evening, I was out, and suddenly got caught in a cold storm, and soon so benumbed that I was unconscious. Next morning they found my body frozen, cold and lifeless. It was a young friend, by the name of Ross, that found me, and he and other friends used all their means to resuscitate me, but my body was frozen to death and I had too far gone out of it to be revived. B. In a little while I became conscious of my situation and soon began to help the messengers assist needy and sorrowing ones of earth. And after a while, I found some in what I soon learned to be conditions of darkness, and as I assisted these, and those needy ones of earth to better conditions, I found myself rising continually, and at last, began to unfold very rapidly in my messenger work. And though the conditions around me seemed glorious and all that I could desire, yet I was permitted to catch glimpses of more beautiful realms which were inhabited by very bright and superior beings, who, I afterward learned, did once live upon your world long before I lived there myself, and by, I found myself being fitted for some of the lower conditions of the higher spheres, and soon my home was there. But I moved on from one glory to another, doing messenger work, until I am able to see that before me now, there are sweet conditions in endless variety awaiting me in the interminable beyond. And in those superlative conditions are vast hosts of happy, glorified souls, whose Elysian delights I shall not be able to fully enjoy for hundreds of years, as you would count duration. See 154. 132. Mrs. Lamb being present, the spirit, Dr. J.B. Lamb, made a short address, after having overcome the tendency to cough and manifest symptoms of bronchial and gastric trouble. As he passed out of some such trouble, he seems to be so afflicted when in materialized form, the law seeming to be that a returning spirit, on coming into our atmosphere and taking on the materialized form, feels to re-experience the diseased conditions had, by which the transition was made. The spirit went on with a short discourse as follows, A. Not many worked harder than I did in any new work that seemed to me to be of benefit to man, if utilized by man. But I find that the great desideratum to be attained is that the people will try to live right. That they will try to reconcile themselves and their neighbors, one toward another, and with all surrounding conditions, that they use every opportunity to speak kindly to the unfortunate. For every person has some spark of goodness, that, if fanned, will glow into bright flame by and by. Try to help the poor souls along. So doing, you help yourselves along to better conditions. This leaven, if allowed to work, leavens the whole people. Why we talk thus, so much, is that this leaven of practical kindness embraces, and is the whole of the process of redemption and regeneration. 133. And now Denton comes in with an afterthought, saying, A. Friends, it has been discussed among you, today, that there is nothing new under the sun, and the proposition is questioned by some of you. Because some things were unknown to the people of your earth down to a certain date, you have dates, eternity has not, is not conclusive at all that the hitherto unknown things to the people of earth, did not before exist, or that higher intelligences did not, long before, know of them. B. Some people have discovered planets of which your world knew nothing at the time, but those planets had been as much in existence many ages prior to your discovery of them, as they are since you found them out, and they were known to spirit scientists all the countless ages of the existence of such planets. So of electricity, chemical affinity and gravitation. How then, friends, do you know that our proposition, there is nothing new under the sun, is not true? 134. Just here, someone asked whether it was for prayer meeting, as the nearby church bell was ringing while seance began, and Bessie more quickly answered, you get more solid comfort as to future life, here in 1 minute than you would in 7 years of prayer meeting. It may be well to ask the reader to consider the amount of matter given at this seance, in connection with the whole time of the seance, which was 1 hour. 550 words were written in pencil. 500 words were typewritten. 768 words were spoken, by Reed 48, Denton 275, Woman Spirit 300, Dr. Lamb 125 and Bessie 20 words. Besides this there were 10 forms made up and presented. It requires 1.5 to 3 minutes to make up and present a form. So that the presentation, recognition and conversations between the members of the circle and a spirit sometimes will reach 5 minutes. Seance No. 7 July 17, 1902-135. Mr. Moore not present. The first occurrence that we note, as of importance, was that the spirit, Professor William Denton, made us an excellent vocalization which we may term a short oration, saying, good evening, friends. I am glad to meet you here as I am always glad to meet with those who are interested in work for the benefit, the good of their fellows. You may not know of the good to grow out of your work here, I may say, that is growing out of what has already been done here. The work we are now doing may, for a time, take the lead, but the other two books will follow closely. A. As yet, the people of Earth do not take that lively interest in spiritualism that they should for their own good. But there is a reason for the people being neutral. They have not learned of the true intent of our phenomena. They have not seen anything in it yet, but what they regard as nothing more than a childish curiosity shop. B. When the people learn that the seance room is like unto a schoolroom of the highest order, where lessons are taught, and may be learned by the earnest student, which are of more lasting, of more essential benefit to himself than all other lessons, then something will come of the seance room of vast importance and consequence to the human race. C. As I travel in the lower and higher spheres, I find and meet many who would gladly return to their cradle homes and help those whom they have left on earth. But, they find that they are not welcome visitors. Your world is too selfish yet. I hope you will help all of the needy ones on your plane whom you may be able to reach. In this way, you increase your own spirituality, and prepare soil to receive and nourish and vegetate good seed that may fall upon it from on high. D. And again, In order for them to reach you from higher realms, you should place surroundings about your mediums that would be most conducive to appropriate conditions. In fact, in your world, people must all be helped at one time or another. And we cannot too often repeat that it is by helping others you most effectually prepare for yourself. Therefore, try to think of all as brothers, since, indeed, you are all brothers. One is not made of some substance higher than is found in another, nor can any difference of structural elements be imputed to one more than to another. All, then, are essentially of the same substance, came into personal being in the same way. When, therefore, you come to realize the peoples of all your world as of one common origin, the lowest of whom are children and the highest of whom are only children, and all as of the same universal parentage, and therefore, one common brotherhood, and you cross to this side, and travel where I have traveled, and meet dark ones, as I have, and through the lower and higher spheres and seen how the glorified ones have come up out of lower conditions, then, perhaps, you will feel a realizing sense of your own responsible relationship, as well as that of all others, and be prepared yourself for a triumphal march in the higher and more beautiful realms. Figure number 3 made 136. Here the artist came forth, and was at first seemingly dissatisfied with the material that had been furnished him for his work, but finally did make a drawing in very artistic manner of a woman's spirit. 137. Then Dr. Reed took a tablet from the writing desk over to the secretary and had the secretary examine the same, as to whether entirely blank, and whether it was the one the secretary had marked, and the secretary, after examination, answered the spirit's questions in the affirmative, and gave the same tablet back to the spirit. The spirit then stood in front of the cabinet near to the secretary, in sight of all the circle, and in his usual manner, while standing to write, wrote a page of the same tablet, tore the leaf out, handed it to the secretary, and so on, leaf by leaf, to 6 pages, on as many leaves, and the following is a copy of the writing, to wit, 138. We agree with Pope that the proper study of mankind is man. A. Ethnologists divide mankind into 5 leading families. We divide them into 2, the progressive and the unprogressive. The former push on, regardless of obstacles, the latter are content to stay in one place, unless some spirit, or mortal, will lift them, bodily, out of the old environments and place them in new ones. B. There is no limit to spirit. We are only restricted by conditions and our ideas of the fitness of things. C. Some ask, why is it, if spirits can tell us of such wonderful scientific facts, that they don't give us practical illustrations, so that we may immediately put them in practice? Spirits know that man must develop intellectually, therefore, they give to him all that they deem necessary for his development. They tell him that it is possible for him to gather certain forces from the atmosphere, then leave him to invent machinery with which he can collect these forces. When he succeeds, he has not only benefited others, but himself also. D. There are those upon earth who would have us to the barnyard shores, if we would consent to do so. We do not consider these tasks low, neither do we think them necessary for our advancement. If we deem them necessary, there is not a spirit, even in the highest spheres, who would not be willing to become your servant. Here, we recognize no such distinction as master and servant. E. We knows that the success of perfect government depends upon the assistance we render each other. The spirit world is not chaotic, the government is complete. F. We cannot give you the details as we would like to. Suffice it to say that no great good can be accomplished without organization. We must work together for the good of humanity. It is not often from exalted positions that you receive your greatest insight into the spirit world. G. But, more often, it will come to you when fickle fortune has left you stranded in a desert spot, when all the future seems a barren waste. 'Tis then the life eternal seems the only place where the weary traveler may cast aside his burdens and rest. H. He will study the guideposts, then, and find much that he has never thought of before. The trials of earth are only experiences that will fit you for the spirit world. Thrice blessed is the mortal who has felt the sting of poverty. 139. Your world is full of beauty, if you would only study it. Study the clouds some rainy day, and you will see many interesting things. Notice how refreshed everything is after a storm. It is just so with your life.